I hope so. We'll find out soon. I really hope.
Let's not walk up at the same time.
One, sisters, verse two, all together, verse three. Brothers, standing. Exercise your spirit. Okay. When we exercise our spirit, you're not just a floating spirit. You have a spirit, you have a soul, and you have a body. We need to exercise all three parts.
Amen.
Especially in the morning when you just woke up.
Amen.
We need to get all three parts going. All right, let's go.
Now the Lord is the spirit and
have a song?
Fill it overflow. Fill my spirit up. Fill it overflow. Out of my innermost being.
Jesus. Amen.
Break through every part.
Amen.
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 Heart.
Amen. 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 Yeah. What number is that?
Supplemental.
Supplemental. Okay.
The Son of
in me is spreading.
Amen.
Amen. It's spreading.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We're under the process.
Amen.
A confirmation.
Amen.
Amen.
Son of God. Amen.
Amen.
Son of God. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Another day to open.
Amen.
You're working within us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
It's the image of the Son of God.
Amen. 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 Let's declare those last four lines of verse 2 together. But instead of "so I open," yeah, just say, "Lord, I open to your working within me till my whole being bears the image of the Son of God."
Amen.
Stand up and declare that. And pray that to the Lord.
Amen.
Ready? Okay, go.
Lord, I open to your working within me till my whole being bears the image of the Son of God.
Amen. 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 Lord, I open. Lord, I open. Amen. Amen. Lord, I open. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Right. We like to do our job to open.
Amen.
Lord, we trust that you're working within us.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So this morning we come to the first session on the morning revival page, and our goal is that we would give you enough time, maybe. Cafeteria, you can go out by the lake, you can walk, you can go, you know, whatever is best for you. To spend some time with the Lord. The goal is to contact the Lord himself.
Amen.
That's the goal.
Amen.
The goal is not to, you know, I don't know, study the word or get into, you know, we want to use the verses, or we want to use a hymn, or we want to just open and just pray to him directly. Whatever way works for you this morning is good, as long as you get through to the Lord in your spirit. That's the main point. Some days the hymn helps. Some days the verses help. Some days just crying out to the Lord and pouring out your heart helps. There's no, there's no lesson book guideline you have to learn. You have to develop your personal relationship with the Lord on your own by practice, just by doing it and by doing it. The biggest frustration to our spending time with the Lord is our wandering mind. I think we all have this experience. So one of the big things we need to learn to do is to calm down our mind. And you have a will, which is stronger than your mind, and you can tell your mind to stop. You can tell the devil to stop throwing these thoughts and darts into your mind. So you have the capacity to do that. You have to exercise your will sometimes just to say, no, I'm not going to think about that right now. It may be something very important that you have to do later in the day. That's okay. You just say, I'm just going to park that thought over here. Right now, I'm contacting God.
Amen.
Right now, I just want to focus on the Lord. This verse came to me this morning, Song of Songs, chapter 5, verse 5. If you have your Song of Songs, you could open to it if you have your Bible. This verse says, I rose up to open to my beloved.
Amen.
I rose up to open to my beloved. This morning we're on rising early and calling on the Lord. That's the portion here. Now, again, I think I mentioned this last night. You don't have to read this now. If it helps you to read this now to spend some time with the Lord, that's fine. The goal is to rise early. We're up early, so we want to spend our early time with the Lord. And I feel the burden is in this verse. I rose up and opened.
Amen.
To open to my beloved. if you read the verses after that, you know, I opened to my beloved, verse 6, but my beloved had withdrawn. He was gone. That means you may open, but you may miss him. So you've got to chase him. You've got to find him. You've got to run after him. It's not a physical running, but you know, you have to get through. You have to find the Lord. So the first thing is to open. And in my experience, opening is a big deal. And you have to learn to calm the mind down, to open your being wide to the Lord. Whatever he wants to say to you, you have to open to him. You have to open your heart. And in this case, sometimes, many times, you need to open your mouth. In the Bible, a lot of verses about open. I open my mouth to the Lord, you know, and he opened my eyes. And here it's open our being to our beloved. So we need to open. One way to help calm the mind down is by calling, breathing his name, calling on the Lord just to calm down the mind so that you can, you know, hear the Lord speaking. And then, but sometimes that may not work. So you need to come to a verse. So we have some verses here, Romans 10, 12 and 13, and Psalm 119. Those are okay. I would also encourage you, if you have a pencil, 2 Corinthians 3, 6 through 18 are good verses. Whenever the heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. This is an opening. Our heart is turning. We're opening to the Lord, and we want to contact him. Now, once you realize or sense that you are, that you're with the Lord, that you're in his presence, that he is there with you, that's the goal. Just stay there. Just stay there. Maybe there's something you want to tell him, but don't discount just being quiet before him for him to speak something to you. He may have something he wants to tell you. You may have some need. He wants to comfort you. He wants to shepherd you. So we're open to him, whatever he wants to do. Now, sometimes to help us calm our mind down, we can sing a hymn. There's a hymn here, 1083, which is, the chorus is, Jesus, oh what a name, oh Lord Jesus, life-giving name, name victorious, name all glorious, name exalted, oh what a name,
Jesus, comforting name,
oh Lord Jesus, comforting name. Name to breathe in prayer, calling everywhere. Oh, Lord Jesus, oh, what a name. I think that chorus could be very helpful some morning, maybe this morning. I think the verse might be a little harder, you know. Oh, how rich the Lord is, and all who call on him. It's a little tougher. So the chorus is better. You know, just stay. You don't have to sing. And I would say this. In my experience, I hardly ever sing the whole hymn in my personal time. I just sing enough to get through to the Lord. Or I just sing enough that something touches me in one of the stanzas. I just stay on that, pray over that, open to the Lord over that. I'm going to give you a couple of hymns you might want to use. Hymn 66 is on the Lord's name. There's a whole section on the Lord's name here, but 66 is very good, right? Dear name, the rock on which we build, our shield and hiding place, our never-failing treasury filled with boundless stores of grace, right? How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrow, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. That's a very precious hymn. And there may be something you're going through. You may have some sorrow in your life. You may have some situation. And there are many, you know, you don't have to sing the whole hymn. But just whatever helps you to get through to the Lord. I was enjoying 73 this morning, which is also very good. Glorious mighty name of Jesus. into thy dear name I flee. Settle off, I praise and worship, for thy name is victory. Verse 2 is, blessed Jesus, mighty Savior, in thy name is all I need. Just to breathe the name of Jesus is to drink of life indeed. So these are some hymns that, you know, may be helpful to you. But again, your goal is just to get to the Lord and just to open to him and enjoy him. Now, it may be, you know, God is light. I think tomorrow we come to this point, but God is light. And it may be that he shines on you. There's something that maybe you said to your roommate before you came, or to one another sister or brother or your parents, and he may shine on you. That's okay. That is the Lord. That's his presence. He shines. He's light. So then you just confess and you take the blood and you go on. Don't dwell on it. Don't worry about it. He has shed his blood for us for that very purpose. So we want to just open to him and spend the time with him. So many times calling helps us calm down, or maybe just coming to the hymn or going to the verse, whatever is working. If your mind is still racing and the hymn is not working, try something else. And tomorrow it may not work what works today. That's okay. We're learning to find the Lord in the morning. To rise and open to him in the morning. We want to start our day with the Lord. And if you can develop this practice, this will be a real benefit to you for your whole Christian life. Okay, so it's 8:20. So how about we spend the rest of the time just practicing. And then we won't, okay, tomorrow we might try this. We might ask you to come back 10 minutes early to testify what you did in your personal time. Not what you enjoyed, not what the Lord spoke to you. That's very personal. Not, you know, what verses you enjoyed, but how did you overcome the wandering mind? You know, some of us are going to start, we're going to go to the Lord this morning, and all we're going to think about is, I really have a burden to move to Europe or go to Germany. And that may distract you for a while. Or, you know, I don't know, I've been thinking about changing my major, when am I going to do this? You know, all kinds of, the enemy will throw all kinds of things at you. And how do you overcome that? Did the hymn help? Did calling help? Did the word help? Did walking help? Did sitting help? Whatever helps. That's what we want to know. We're not going to do that this morning yet, but we may do that later in the week, okay? So you have 40 minutes. Then at 9 o'clock, we take our break from wherever you are. We don't have to come back. We'll take a break, and the next session will be 9:15 here, okay? On time. Be on time. So you have 40 minutes to spend with the Lord. Go for it.